In this section, we'll wrap up with the body of knowledge, and it's kind of a catch-all section or module, but it includes looking at data and how we collect it, use it, maintain it, and also what do we do when we have a failure. And so we collect data about what fails, but then we also generally have to do something about that, and we'll talk about that also. So data is everywhere. We've got usually way more than we need and more opportunities to collect it. And sometimes we're missing just one key piece of data that would make the analysis or take the analysis to the next level and provide more insights. So let's take a look at reliability data in a couple different ways and hopefully take away what we need to know in order to have the right reliability data. But there's also engineering data. It's data that we use in order to execute a change, in order to make sure the change is actually useful or not, or effective. But also, more importantly, is that think of it as the conversion of the number of customers complaining about failures in the field, and what does the engineer need to know to effectively make a change to improve the product? So converting the number of returns we get, say warranty data, into something that an engineering team can use to effectively make changes is a whole other realm of data. And there's also many other ways that we think about data and where it gets used, and we'll take a quick look at some of those. The final section we'll talk about is what happens when a failure occurs. Now, it's one of the things that keeps us in business as reliability engineers is that failures do happen. And there's generally a lot we can learn from failures, whether or not we actually make an improvement in the current product. But we can affect changes immediately, or we can roll them over into the next program if we capture that information appropriately. As with each of these modules, as I remind you that please get in touch. Let me know if you have any questions, if anything's not clear, or if you'd like to hear about or talk about any particular element of what you're working on. The idea here is to support you so that you can be as best prepared for the exam for the CRE as possible, but more importantly, so that you can master this material so that you can actually use it in order to improve your own work and your own career. So let me know what your questions are. I'm here to help you as best I can, and we'll get back to you as quick as I can in order to help you move forward with your understanding of the material. So let's dive into the next section, which is the overview of the first part of section 7 of the body of knowledge, which is on data collection.